What were Jesus' credentials? Jesus' moral character coincided with his claims. We saw earlier that many asylum inmates claim to be celebrities or deities, but their claims are belied by their characters. Not so with Christ. And we do not compare Christ with others. We contrast all others with him. He is unique as God. 1. Jesus Christ was sinless. The caliber of his life was such that he was able to challenge his enemies with the question, "Can any of you prove me guilty of sin?" John chapter 8, verse 46. He was met by silence, even though he addressed those who would have liked to point out a flaw in his character. We read of the temptations of Jesus, but we never hear of a confession of sin on his part. He never asked for forgiveness, though he told his followers to do so. This lack of any sense of moral failure on Jesus' part is completely contrary to the accounts of the saints and mystics in all ages. The closer men and women draw to God, the more overwhelmed they are with their own failure, corruption, and shortcoming. This is true also in the moral realm for ordinary mortals. The closer one is to a shining light, the more he or she realizes the need for a bath. His followers, like John, Paul, and Peter, all of whom were trained from earliest childhood to believe in the universality of sin, all spoke of the sinlessness of Jesus. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 22. In him is no sin. 1 John chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus had no sin. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Pilate, no friend of Jesus, said, "I find no basis for a charge against him." John chapter 18, verse 38. He implicitly recognized Christ's innocence. And the Roman centurion who witnessed the death of Christ said, "Surely he was the Son of God." Matthew chapter 27, verse 54. 2. In Jesus Christ we find the perfect personality. Bernard Ram points out, "If God were a man, we would expect his personality to be true humanity."